Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in as it is a wild Wednesday here on The Drive. Shout out to Cecil Shorts III, who gave us some good conversation here in the last segment. A lot to get to. Brandon Scott, Texans report coming up at 4:40. That's every single Wednesday. We look forward to hearing from D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud coming up in this hour. So stay tuned, hanging out with us. A lot to get to as they get ready. Sure, in the building, they've turned the page here on the short week as they get ready to face Trevor Lawrence, Travis Hunter, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's head to NRG and hear from your head coach, D'Amico Ryans, as he speaks to the media.
Jake Andrews and Christian Kirk and Brax Maris get a little help here. How much of a boost can those guys give you?
It's good to get our guys back, getting Christian back, Berrios, Jake. It's good to see them back out at practice today. We'll continue to see how the week goes for them, but it's encouraging to see them out there today working. Hopefully they can help us on Sunday.
What have you seen from the Jaguars so far this season and how they're playing?
Yeah, from the Jags, I see really an explosive offense. They got playmakers, starting with the running back. To me, ETN is a really good player. Tough tackle, right? So we got to do a great job of tackling again this week. Another great back. And the receivers, I think Brian Thomas is one of the best young receivers in the league. Really like his skill set, really explosive player. Plays really, really great hands, can attack you in a deep part of the field as well. Then they got Travis Hunter, throw him in the mix. another playmaker. They tried to feed the ball to a little bit more watching the Cincinnati game. And then Trevor's done a really good job. I think Liam has done a really nice job working with Trevor. You can see some improvements from him. Like, if first guy's open, he's ripping it in there. And he rips it. He's playing decisive, playing on time, and is still having that athletic ability to move out of the pocket, extend plays is really what makes him lethal. So they've done a really nice job. Offensive line, have to definitely give them credit. They're doing a really nice job of protecting. They only have given up one sack this year, so really nice job protecting the quarterback and protecting the football. And defensively, a lot of different looks. They mix it up a lot. We're going to be challenged with what they do, especially on a passing situation, second and third down. They mix up a lot of looks, a lot of guys at the line of scrimmage, dropping in and out of coverage looks, pressure looks, so we have our hands full there when it comes to picking those things up and being decisive where they are. But they do a really nice job of attacking the football, playing fast and physical. Really like the way the defense is playing.
How do you prepare for a player like Travis Hunter going to play both ways like that?
Yeah, for Travis, we play. Like, we have to do us better, so it's not us just singling out one player. He's definitely a part of what they do, and they will try to feature him, but we don't overextend ourselves to try to chase ghosts or anything. He aligns all over the place. He'll be in every position. They're going to find ways to get in the ball. We just have to play sound in what we do defensively. And just we have to make the plays we're supposed to make. Then when they do, put him on the defensive side at the corner position. You see, he made a really nice play there on the sideline, breaking up a pass. You talk about a talented player. I mean, you see why he's drafted, where he's drafted, the impact he's had at both places he was at, you know, at Jackson State and also at Colorado. You see the impact that the kid has made. Outstanding young man, outstanding player. And it's really cool to see a guy be able to play on both sides of the football in National Football League, where a lot of people say it can't be done.
All right, we'll get back to NRG when that picks
but, it's
there
impressive.
Can you talk about how do you address some of the little things you needed to clean up? You talked about, like, tackling and things like that and penalties, while you're also putting in a game plan in a short week. How do you accomplish all that?
Yeah, for sure. It starts with this. For me, it's all about just being precise on what you're doing, right? It's knowing what to do, knowing how to do it. And at the end of the day, it's really how bad do you want to get it done? Our guys understand that. They understand how we miss. The missed tackles, it comes from, you know, we weren't wrapping up. Like, you want to play a physical brand of football, but you're not just going to knock everybody back with a shoulder tackle. Or you have to secure the tackle, get the guy down, especially you're the first man in. So we just have to do a better job of the first guy being there. Just make sure you're secure the guy. And we do that. Everybody rallies to the football, and then we'll tackle better.
How have your players received maybe some of the very pointed, this has to be better message from you? You were very direct with us when you talked with us on Tuesday. How they received that message? And is there any concern for you that you tried to get this through, whether it's blocking up front or whatever, you tried to deliver that message and maybe you haven't seen the progress that you would like?
Our guys are eager to get going. And that's what I felt from our team meeting as we went through the game, you know, flushed it, got it out. Guys are eager to get going. And the one thing about our guys, they understand – like what's where we are. They understand how small of a margin it is to win in this league, right? And I continue to tell our guys, like, it's not that we are so far off or we're so far removed. It's just about, like, can we buckle down and make those couple plays we need to make to end the game, right? And that won't change every week. It'll be the same. So our guys understand what to do, understand the urgency at which we have to operate to get that done. And for us, honestly, we just have to go finish. We've been in games. We've been close. We got to go finish. We got to finish drives. We got to finish in the red zone. We have to finish on third down. We just have to finish the football game.
You guys expect teams to continue to approach your offense the same way with the amount of pressure that Tampa sent, the constant blitzing? Do you expect teams to just continue to do that until there's a proof that you guys can handle it a little bit better?
I would assume that guys will continue to copycat and do different pressures. And I would say this, you know, the pressure thing, it's all 11, right? It's not, I mean, we had a miscue here or there, whether it's the back or all up, or it's getting the ball out quicker to our hot answer. So it's all 11 guys when it comes to the pressure. It's not just, you know, it's easy for everybody who just watches it and say, oh, it's the O-line. It's all 11 guys working together, operating how we have to operate with a sense of urgency. Of course, that's what everybody does in the league. They see something that was successful, you'll see it again. So you just go back, you correct it, right? We correct it on the sideline. You correct it again to make sure, hey, we're going to see this again in some form or fashion. Maybe a different look, maybe a different way they bring pressure, but we're going to continue to see those things, yeah, of course, until we show that we have answers for it. So we're ready for that. We know we're going to see it. We're ready to roll.
So 2023, you guys are the top two in one possession ball games. I think you guys are regular like 14-10, which is kind of balance of living in that space, like the pros and cons of living in that space where a lot of the games come down to like the last play. Either you guys are not keeping the team out of the end zone or you guys are going after the game winning drive. What's kind of balance the pros and cons of that? Because sometimes it does kind of move you guys to win more convincingly, because I mean, you guys execute throughout the day. So what's just kind of pros and cons of always living in that particular space?
Yeah, every game you're in, you really would like to win in a convincing fashion. But as I tell guys, it's not – it's the big schools versus the smallest. It's – it's NFL football, so every week you're playing against competitive opponents. It's not just, oh, this is a W just because this team is on the schedule. Every week you got to bring your best every single week. So whether it's a close game, whether it's not close, you just got to find a way to finish with the win. And that's what our guys are focused on. It's not focused on how many times we've been in one possession games. Guys, players, you don't think that way. You just think about going out, whatever is in front of you, you attack it, you execute the right way, and you focus on winning that particular down. And however the game shapes out, right, we know they're going to be tight. We know it always comes down to the fourth quarter, right? And that's why they have the red zone channel.
A lot of our questions offensively are pretty similar to last year. Do you feel like it's an extension of last season offensively? Do you feel like it's different? Like, where do you fall in that?
Yeah, I do not. I think we're much better. I think our O-line has done a really good job, much better than everybody kind of gives them credit for. We've done a really good job picking up stunts, things like that. And a guy here, guy there gets beat. That's football. That's going to happen. So is it the same issues that we had? No, it's completely new. Our guys doing a really good job of executing. We just got to finish the game, right? If we finish the game the right way, I don't think anybody's asking the same questions. It's just come. That's natural. That comes with it when you lose, and I'm ready to handle all of that. That happens in this league. And well, you just got to win games, and the story changes, right? So until we win games, I know we'll get those same questions, and we should get them. Right? Because we got to do a better job of playing and finishing games. And until we do that, then I understand the questions that we'll receive.
Do you consider yourself, and I don't know what you do with CJ or not, like it may just be completely out of bounds question, like a de facto quarterbacks coach, do you meet with him and say like, hey, this is what the defense, and I ask this in part because Tom Brady broke down recently what him, Bill went through as a, like he was a real-time quarterbacks coach to him, and no one ever really thought about that.
Yeah, for sure. Me and CJ, we meet. We met this week. We meet once a week, and it's good.
As a quarterback coach?
What is the difference in being 0-2 in 2023 and being 0-2 now? Can you lean on some of what you all went through as far as that adversity, your first year of coaching, to be able to, you know, go into game three?
2023 seems so long ago. I can't. Oh, man. You know, I think it's very similar. I mean, we're in the kind of same spot, I believe. We went 0-2. We're going to face Jacksonville, I think, for the third game, if I remember correctly. Kind of the same spot we're in here. But it's just different circumstances, different team, right? Each year, to me, the team is different with its own different set of issues. And for me, every year, right, that your team has to grow, right? And you have to grow through some things, right? And that adversity, what is it building amongst your team? Like, is it building that resilience and the resolve that you need to sustain throughout the season? So, yeah, as we talk about each season, you know there are always going to be ups and downs throughout the season. That's life for us all. We all have ups and downs in life. Our life isn't determined by one bad moment, one bad decision. It's about how you rebound, how do you keep pressing forward, and how do you finish the race. And that's what our team has to do. We just have to go out and finish the race. It's a long season, right? We're not allowing two games to reflect or dictate who we are as a team, right? We just got to go out and play good football.
To be convenient, we'll take a couple more. Jacksonville does have a new coaching staff and does things a lot different. What are the biggest differences you notice in how they utilize their offense and defense to that degree as well?
What I see from the offense is it's very similar with their run game that they had in the previous years. I see the ball is out quick. And Trevor, that we know he's known for getting the ball out quick. But you can see more of that. You see more of the screen game than they ran in the past. And then they also, with Liam, same as when he was in Tampa, he's going to try to take some vertical shots down the field. Right, a couple of those a game will show up. That's probably the biggest difference there, them taking their vertical shots.
All right, that was the head coach, DeMeco Ryans, as he spoke to the media a bit ago. We will hear from C.J. Stroud coming up later on in this hour. Clint, anything jump out to you there from DeMeco?
Yeah, look, I think the emphasis on, hey, man, it's not just the offensive line, I think that was needed. I think it's easy to pile on the offensive line, especially when it's national media and you just – you know, maybe scan the film one time and you don't really know what's going on in Houston. Maybe you don't even know how to comprehend it. Maybe just regurgitating how many guys from Tampa Bay got pressured on C.J. Stroud. And the offensive line seems to be the group that takes that the brunt of that. And look, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be under the microscope and some pressure be put on those guys. But, I mean, if this team winning ball games is contingent on, again, Lakin Tomlinson, Ed Ingram, and Ariante Ursary playing flawless one-on-one football up front, we ain't going to win many games. And so I think it was good to hear the head coach say, look, man, this thing is about – it's about the O-line. It's about the running backs. It's about the quarterback getting the ball out. It's about the wide receivers running the right route. By the way, it's about the offensive core.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coordinator giving the quarterback answers as well should have been thrown in there. But yeah, I thought that was good to hear and very necessary, no doubt. And obviously the injured guys being back at practice, I think are big for this offense. All three of those guys. Surprised that Jake Andrews is even remotely close to being back.
Saw him. Yeah. He was running a little bit.
Yeah.
Jogging on some video of him doing that a little bit.
Yep. I mean, you know, but he and Christian Kirk and even, I didn't think we would be in this situation, but we are. I think Braxton Berrios will be a real weapon offensively for.
So you think he's going to be more than just a special team punt return?
I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, we can't seem to get a screen to Nico or any easy throws to Nico. So I don't know what the hell they're going to do with Braxton Berrios, to be completely honest with you. But I do think he brings a skill set to the table that when you look at giving the quarterback right now answers. You can line him up anywhere. He's a veteran. He knows how to do it. He can retain and apply a playbook. You should be able to get real creative with him. You should be able to throw screens to him. You should be able to hand it to him. You should be able to do some misdirection type stuff with him, which I think this offense is missing desperately. So yeah, I think he could very, very easily be used as a weapon. You want to talk about a guy that you get the ball in the open field. We saw him in the preseason. It was a preseason game, so I don't want to make too much about it. But you get the ball in the open field to him in space, he can make guys miss. He's not going to necessarily run away from anybody, but he can damn sure make guys miss. And so that this offense is missing, you know, that skill set for sure.
All right, it's Wednesday. Let's do a little stock up, stock down. on the Texans. You can participate. Your stock up, stock down, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I see your cornbread. Jeffrey Driscoll, H-Town legend, 99 Reasons. Joel, I see you. You can jump in and participate as you do always on YouTube and Twitch. Stock up, stock down, coming up next.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texan Stock Up, Stock Down on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
All right, welcome in to Stock Up, Stock Down, sponsored by absolutely no one. Someone could have a real opportunity to really sponsor this statement.
Be an easy fit, wouldn't it?
I mean, it's an easy one. Man. Stock up, stock down. Anybody out there, go ahead. You can sponsor this thing. All right, we do it every week. You can text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, with your stock up, stock down. Let's start with stock up. Clint Sterner, who is your stock up this week?
My stock up is Woody Marks. You know, the thought that they got aggressive, they drafted him, moved up in the draft to get him, and they bring him in, and there was, I mean, you look at it going into camp, you got Joe Mixon, you got Nick Chubb, you got Damian Pierce, you got Dari Ogunbowale that they're in love with, and then you've got Woody Marks, right? And so you look up, and if you're Woody Marks, you're like, man, how am I going to crack this? Well, Joe Mixon goes down. And you show some promise throughout camp. Week one, all of a sudden you go out there and you're splitting carries with four different guys. How the heck am I going to get this? And, you know, you let your play speak, and it all of a sudden you are the number two back behind Nick Chubb, and you're getting run, you're getting targeted in the pass game, you're making plays. And, you know, there's a chance that we could see, and I wouldn't be mad at. I know I've been asking for Nick Chubb to get 20 carries, and I'm still at that point with the Texans offensively. I think it should happen. But I would not be disappointed at all if I didn't see a 50-50 split between him and Woody Marks and Woody getting more attention, getting more run. I think he's earned it. I think the team will be better for it. I think I got to give credit where credit's due, man. Woody Marks is stock up right now in the league. It's probably going to continue to get higher, so now's a good time to buy. But the stock is definitely up for the young running back out of Mississippi State and USC.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, man. And when Damian Pierce was inactive, his stock sure enough the hell was up, right? And it's a healthy inactive. He was over there looking good in his sweats. And they said, no, man, we're going Woody Marks. We're going Woody Marks. And I think even with the performance of Dare, kind of the noise there, probably he gets those reps now all to himself, too. I would imagine that we probably just see him and Nick Chubb if each are healthy. All right, my stock up goes to a guy that, listen, we on this show pride ourselves, and all of us, in just being honest about what we see and giving the honest truth of what we see. And when Dalton Schultz was playing like Dalton Schultz and had the year he had last year, we're going to be honest about it. And my stock up goes to Dalton Schultz. Dalton Schultz looks better this year. Looks quicker this year. He got separation at times this year. You're seeing it even more. We talked about it yesterday. It was an odd setup on third down and 11, but they did it. And he was the primary target, and he created immediate separation down the line and caught a big ball and set up a first and goal. I liked what he did a couple of times when he got the ball, and there were other times that I think he was open that he could have had big plays. I think Dalton Schultz, kind of rewatching a little bit what we saw yesterday, I think Dalton Schultz could have had a relatively big game. I thought there were maybe 30, 40 yards kind of left out there that Dalton Schultz could have picked up. And hopefully this week they see a little bit more of it and you know, we kind of see maybe a little bit more improvement there and get him the rock, because he has played pretty well. He has been there and had some openings there to get the ball there. So
love it. Love it.
I give it to my man Dalton.
Love it, Ron. It is a good one. As I said a couple of weeks ago before the season started, I think there is a real opportunity to target him a little bit more and for CJ to rely on him a little bit more. when Nico is or isn't on the field. It doesn't matter, but it's there. There's he seems to be able to really be savvy in finding soft spots in zones, creating a little bit of separation at the top of his route. And look, yep. You paid him $12 million, Ron. It's what he's got to do, and he's got to do it at a high level. Yep. And I think this offense would be better if they targeted him a little bit more. Yes, sir.
Text line, liking the Woody stock up. Someone else said Jalen Noel for his performance on special team stock up. I'm with you. All right, let's go the other way, Clint. I'll kick it off. I'll go stock down. Real quick, stock down Jaden Higgins. Jaden Higgins, to me, it's disappointing, and maybe I'm being unfair, but when I watch their rookie first-round wide receiver, which they're about 15, 20 picks apart, you can see he's in a completely different level for the Bucs than Jaden Higgins is. Justin Watson, you can't get on the field over. Understand it's early, not saying his career is shot, but that is disappointing right now that this team needs some help, and you're the first person they drafted at the top of the first round, and you have not been able to force yourself onto the field, even with Christian Kirk, Berrios, and Hurt, and the issues they're having on the offense. So my stock down is to Jaden Higgins.
I think that is fair as well. I mean, on the field is one thing, making plays, getting targets, and being noticed is another. And I think there was a time when that was, boy, for him was through the roof, being that early draft pick. And right now, the noise has died down a little bit around Higgins. I can understand that.
Yeah, I'm not saying he should be a Buka, but they're not even close. They're not even in the same space in where they are. All right, what's your stock down?
My stock down is C.J. Stroud. I think there is, again, I think there's layers to the issues that this Texans team is having on offense. But, you know, when you look at how C.J.'s throwing the football with early misses, with near interceptions, with, you know, when there are answers, not going there immediately, missing throws over the middle of the field that are wide open, missing some of the tough throws that about 10 quarterbacks in this league can make, and we just flat out expect him to be able to make them. Right now, I think, and the bigger picture of this thing with C.J. Stroud, we're really talking about stock. I mean, the national narrative is no longer, boy, Bobby Slowick sucked, and the protection is the reason why the Texans are struggling. It is now the O-line, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback. It's everybody that is the problem. And so I think right now the stock is down. It's as low right now as it's ever been for C.J. Stroud as an NFL quarterback.
All right. Stock down, C.J. Stroud. Again, stock up, stock down. There's an opportunity for somebody out there. There's one right here. Stock up, stock down. You can sponsor that puppy each and every Wednesday, 3:25. Jump in with us. Speaking of C.J. Stroud, let's head to NRG when we get back here and hear from the quarterback as he gets ready to face that Jacksonville Jaguars defense in a hugely important game for the Texans coming up on Sunday. C.J. Stroud coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, before we hear from the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, remember, an hour from now, we will talk to our guy, Brandon Scott, Texans Report. We'll get his thoughts on everything happening with the Texans as they come off the Monday night game against the Bucs and get ready for the Jags on Sunday. Remember, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Let's hear from C.J. Stroud. Head to NRG. Here's the quarterback.
Emphasize, it feels like you guys are not far away. What is the feeling for you and the guys in the locker room about close or not close, or just kind of where you guys need to?
They were really close. You know, we're like one or two plays away from, you know, winning tight games against good teams, and it's only 2 weeks in, so, you know, we're still building, still growing, still, you know, getting used to playing one another. So, but yeah, we're very close.
I'm sure it is, but I just wanted to ask you, is it difficult to not get the results as quickly as you would otherwise like it, and how do you handle that?
Of course, yeah, it's not like ideal, but you're going to cry about it and, you know, like, be a Debbie Downer. I don't know. I just, there's time and place for that, but I think like 2 weeks in, can't lose your mind, but also can't be too relaxed. So it's a little bit of a balance.
What are some things that you want to see? I mean, obviously it's a team effort, but personally, you think about, okay, these are some things I really need to focus on. What is that for you?
I don't know, everything. Like, I can always be better. I told D'Amico the other day, like, if anything he sees or anybody sees I can be better in, let me know. You know, I think my process has really been good lately. I see the field well, putting the ball where it's supposed to be, with the coverages and whatnot. And some things is just, I didn't really get a ton of reps with some of the guys we're getting in the game at receiver. So that's a little bit of a challenge. But I think that's one of my biggest things, just being the coach on the field, you know, and taking that step. And it takes time. It's not overnight. So that's an area I think I can grow.
After games, what's your process? Do you, like, critique yourself, or do you talk to other people about how you did, what you did good, what you did wrong? Like how do you go, like, maybe on a Monday or Tuesday this week, as it were?
Yeah, my process, I go through the film by myself. Watch it with Gerard, and watch it with D'Amico, and yeah, that's my process.
And then what's the next step after that? Do you just kind of see where you need to go from there?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of these questions are kind of the same from last year. Does it feel like an extension from last year, or is this just like very different? How do you explain it?
That's for y'all to tell. I mean, I know this is separate from like how I feel or how the locker room feels. So, yeah, I'm kind of, you know, getting used to, you know, that whole idea of, like, you're the hero or the zero. And then when you're not doing well, everybody's questioning your process, your meeting time, you're this, you're that. And, like, that's exactly what y'all's job is, you know, and it's respect. I always try to give y'all respect and honor y'all's job. But, yeah, I have my own reasoning and idea on how the season is going, and that might be different from other people. So, yeah, I don't really have a ill will or like a idea on each side. Like, it's all separate to me. I don't try to, whatever we're doing in the locker room or like on the field doesn't trickle to y'all. Whatever people are questioning or like the media fans, what they're saying is different from like what's coming in the locker room. So,
I guess the question is like, the lack of success that you have offensively, like, you're frustrated. D'Amico says you got to be better. You know that you got to be better. Like, is it some of the same stuff as last year or no?
No.
Okay.
CJ is a quarterback who took a lot of hits last season, took a lot of sacks last season. How are you able to flush out everything that happened and not think about that maybe within, like, the first two games here when there's some type of pressure around you when people are at your feet and things like that?
Yeah, it's not easy, you know, taking hits and – yeah, you try to sit in there and have confidence in, you know, up front, and that's what I try to do, and I think I'm a really good pocket passer. So I try to just sit in there and stand strong and make plays, and kind of done a good job of, you know, extending plays last couple years. But yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and yeah, it's not easy just to sit in there all the time. Yeah, there's our big guys hitting you, so it's not always easy.
From a personnel standpoint, you get Christian Kirk, Braxton Berrios, and your center, Jake Henry's back today. Give you guys a boost?
Yeah, definitely. You know, some of the guys that I practice with a lot in camp definitely will help, you know, in these upcoming games and getting that rapport down with them.
What does Christian bring? What do you like about his game?
He's very smart, very savvy, fast, runs great routes, great hands, a leader. Somebody who loves ball, so all those things.
CJ, last year you got an opportunity when you had a chance to watch Travis Hunter play some in Colorado. Now, what have you seen on tape, you know, out of the first two games getting ready to go up against him this season?
Yeah, they got a lot of trust in him. You know, they're putting him a lot of one-on-one. He's in on third down a bunch, corner. Can line up in the slot as well. Yeah, he does a good job. You know, he's good with his technique, his leverage. One thing I remember about him is he's a ball hawk. You know, he plays the ball well, so he's a good player.
What are some of the pros and cons of living in – you guys have kind of been in a lot of close games since your rookie year. What's kind of like the pros and cons of that versus sometimes some more blowout wins in the midst of that? You guys do have a time to win more convincingly. So what's just kind of the pros and cons within that?
I mean, how many blowout wins do you see a week? Maybe one, two.
A lot of games come
defensively. So it's kind of
yeah, and that's very lucky. And we've had those games. Like we played New England last year, had a really good game against them. Played the Chargers. They same thing. My rookie year, we had a couple blowout wins. So I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's yeah. I mean, you don't if you can blow everybody out. That's the NFL. It's the best players in the world for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So. I don't know. I just want to. I don't care how it looks, where it's at. You just want to win. So yeah.
Hey CJ, last year you talked a little bit about being able to wanting to use your legs a little bit more. Although you are definitely a pocket passer, you've done that this year. Are you feeling stronger? How is that? How do you feel when you're kind of scrambling now?
I feel great. Yeah, I feel good, and I feel fast, elusive, and strong. And yeah, I think even my receivers are out there blocking for me and. I also try to keep my eyes down the field, too. So try to just have a little bit of a balance. But, I like doing it.
We got time for a few more, y'all. Sorry.
CJ, your rookie year, you all started out 0-2, and now you're in that same position right now. You're going in year three. How are you able to use some of what you went through in 2023 to build off of that to, you know, as you go through this adversity, even though it's only been two games?
I like it. I don't like it, but I'm saying I like that I've had a history with this. One thing that I've learned is like when you lose or when you're not doing the best is when the people who really support you and who don't come to fruition or, you know, they voice their opinions and good or bad. So for me, it's really good to look myself in the mirror or look around who's around me, see who's really for me, who's not. And I think for this team, the same thing. So I'm actually, you know, in those times grateful because I know what type of team we are. We're very close. If you know, we don't make a couple mistakes in the fourth quarter in the Rams game and this past game. Everybody's smiling and saying how great we are. So, you know, I don't have faith in man. I have hope in man. But my faith is in God, and I know.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, he has me in this position for this team, for this coach, for everything for a reason. So I'm happy and I'm hopeful and faithful to the process. And it's not overnight, so I'm just staying true to it.
Jay, earlier you were talking about how your idea of how this season is going so far is different to what our idea may be, that what we think is different, what you guys inside the locker room think. What is your idea of how this season is going so far?
I'll probably keep that to myself. I don't really want to, you know, my business and... Yeah.
CJ, what do you think about
job Jalen Noel has done, just to step out there and be willing to make plays. Obviously, the return when the game's on the line is huge. The confidence he brings and the willingness to go out there and do his thing this early in his career.
I thought he's done a good job, you know, especially, you know, this past game with special teams and not always getting the ball and, you know, the offensive side. He's done a good job of having a good attitude and, you know, getting the plays that, you know, that he gets and doing his best he can. And, you know, him and Higg, you know, they're still learning, still got some things that we're figuring out together just as a whole. So I think, you know, definitely right there again, see Kirk will help those guys, you know, as he's in the room and, you know, on game day, they can see him and how he works and the type of route distribution he has. And not to say they're not doing their job, but just, you know, like that veteran feeling that he'll bring to the room. But Jay Noe and is doing a great job, and Higgins as well. So they're still growing and learning, and they'll be great players.
How are you? You had high praise for Travis Hunter and seeing the stuff he was able to do when it comes to the rest of the defense from what you've seen for Jacksonville. What challenges and things you've seen that really impresses you about what they do?
They're playing good ball, man. They played really solid against Carolina, played really good against Cincinnati. You know, they got a very, very good back end. You know, I got one of my old teammates, E. Murray. Josh Allen is a great edge threat. So is, 44. Two good backers. You know, they have every team is good in the NFL, but they have a really good defense. They've been playing together for a while. So it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, every game in the NFL is always hard. So we got to prepare and, you know, get our bodies right and our minds right for trying to go up there and get a win.
Since your rookie year, you've been one of the better quarterbacks in the league when the motion is incorporated into your drawbacks. From your perspective, how does motion help you be able to be one of the more explosive quarterbacks when you're throwing with motion involved in the play?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest. Like, I'd rather, like, see the defense, see what they're doing. Motion isn't really for me. It could be, but sometimes it's for, you know, like making them communicate a little more. So it could create a seed of doubt and confusion because defenses have a bunch of checks. But, I really don't mind.
That was C.J. Stroud.
I need you to take a break before I start saying four-letter words into this microphone.
What do you mean to do? You mean answer that question for you? Hey, as a quarterback, what does motion do for you? Well, it gives my receiver a free release and automatically creates a little bit of space right there for me to deliver the football, as well as it identifies the defense for me, whether it's man or zone. And it's
working with like Clint here.
Cool. What are you working on personally as a quarterback? What do you need to get better on? Well, you know, we got to have some answers for the pressure. You know,
how hard was that?
You know, it just.
Stop feeding me BS and telling me it's not.
No, I think there's a lot there.
God, man.
I think this is a different CJ. I think CJ's clearly.
He's never made me that mad, Ron.
I think he's mad. I think he's pissed off. And I think that's
a weird way to handle it.
He's pissed. He's mad. You can tell. He is passive aggressive, and he has made multiple mentions to. We're the hero. You're the zero. Now that we're losing, I think there's a bit of a feel of, hey, look what we've been doing all this time I've been here, and we lost two games, and now all of y'all are acting like this. And he's keeping stuff to himself. Like, he is there. Clearly, this is a different scene. What you got coming up?
Well, the tape drop, the tape drop Tuesday after a Monday night game is the tape drop Wednesday. And so the tape is dropped. I've watched the tape. I've got some observations. You, the listener, you, the fan, you can make of it what you will. I'm not here for that, but I do have some points that I need to make, some observations that I need to deliver to you from the game film of that frustrating loss on Monday night, as well as it sounds like my man Ron needs to take a couple of minutes of Dirty's Daily and respond to what we just heard from the quarterback. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 16.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad pad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first chili pad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your chili pad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.